Life Audio.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Breathe, the Stress Less Podcast. I'm Bonnie Gray, and I'm welcoming you to a new year where we're going to create new memories with Jesus. And on this podcast, you'll be able to pick up a powerful promise from God's Word, breathe it in, exhale your stress. You'll pick up a simple soul care tip that's based on scripture and science so you can restore peace to your emotions and your body. Well, it's Martin Luther King Day, and what a special time for us to remember someone that's very special, his voice, his words, and his love in serving God's people is just a wonderful way for us to remind ourselves that as we draw close to God, the things that God puts on our hearts, it can really be a light to bless so many people. But we need to remember to refill our tanks so that we can have that energy to release. Well, one of the things that Martin Luther King had at his funeral, we're very, very sad for the tragedy of somebody that ended his life before it was really time, because how special it would be to hear from Martin Luther King today, to hear his words from wisdom. But I wanted to share a song that was sung. It's a hymn that was sung at his passing. It's called "Take My Hand, Precious Lord." What a beautiful lyrics. As we begin our time together, "Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home." Let's just breathe in God's peace and exhale our stress right in this moment, because God is with you. And today we're going to talk about how we can really break those habits that keep us from peace, that keep us from joy, because God has made a path for us, the way He designed our nervous system, the way He shaped your soul. He has provided a way where we can have relief and break old patterns. We know in God's word that He calls us to be a living sacrifice, a living act of worship in Romans 12, 1 and 2. We're not to be conformed to the patterns of the world. That means we don't want to be shaped or influenced by patterns that move us away from God's love and light. We want to renew our mind. And we talked about that in our last episode. What does it really mean to renew our mind? Well, today, we're going to focus on one encouragement for you. And that's, how do you break some bad habits or unhealthy habits? What are some of your words of wisdom? Sometimes stress overtakes us and we forget that we do have words of wisdom. We can look back on our path and see how God has guided us to break old patterns and to create new ones. So I just want to begin with that. Let's look back and see the times in your life where God created something new and you're able to let go of the old. Well, it's kind of a clue into today's encouragement, because in order for us to rewrite old scripts or old stories, we don't want to live old stories. We want to write new stories with God. And so He promises us that we can find new things with Jesus. I want to start off with a breath prayer today. So when we come back from our break, we're going to begin first with our breath prayer. It's a way to activate your body's natural response to rest. It stops the cortisol that activates stress, and it releases calm and serotonin, which is a chemical that helps you to feel better. Welcome and just relax.
Relax.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with For King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Well, our breath prayer today is from Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13. I promised you that I will guide you into this new year with a new promise from God to help you to stay rooted and grounded, just like fertilizing the soil of your heart so you will naturally blossom. And that's soul care, nurturing the soil of your heart. It's from Jeremiah chapter 29, 13. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Another version, which I love, is NASB. It says, you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. To seek God, oh, that's so beautiful. It actually means to encounter him. And to find God is to see his face and to see the light on his face, if you look at the root word. And what's special is that God says, you will seek me and then find me when you search for me with all your heart. And I just want to double click on that word search, because it means to investigate. And it means to learn something new. This is a very intimate soul language that when you look closer, you want to know more of someone's heart and the way they are. That is so intimate. This is love language. So I want us to breathe in. This is God speaking to you. Inhale, you will seek me and find me. Exhale, when you search for me with all your heart. Inhale, you will seek me and find me. Exhale, when you search for me with all your heart. You can also personalize this breath prayer by putting it in first person. Inhale, I will seek you and find you. Exhale, when I search for you with all my heart. How beautiful is that? Friend, what is something you're doing to seek God, to encounter him, to experience him? Here in Soul Care, we don't want to just think our way through stress. Soul Care is about experiencing God and putting feet to faith. Well, I always share a little story. In our New Year day, Eric and I brought our two teenage boys. One's a freshman, one is a senior, and we took them on a hike. This is a hike we discovered near Muir Beach. It's just right outside Muir Woods. Have you been to Muir Woods and seen the redwoods here in California? Well, when Eric and I went, we were on a day date, and we discovered this trail off Muir Beach. It was the summer. So we decided on New Year's Day, and it's very cold to California standards. It was very cloudy, but light breeze. We went to take them on this wonderful coastal trail hike on New Year's Day. But here's the thing. It's rained, and with the rain, the trail looks so different, and there's lots of tall grasses, there's things just totally overgrown, and we couldn't recognize the trail. And so we thought we knew where it was. We just went, and we thought we'd find it, and we went down a trail, and actually, it didn't take us to where we wanted to go. So we had to backtrack and say, hey, let's look at that map, and let's study it a little closer. And we found the trail to where we wanted to go, where it's called Pirate's Cove. And it's just this beautiful cliffs,
really beautiful view, kind of 180. And so we searched, we investigated, we looked a little closer, and we went back and we didn't give up. It was very easy to just say, well, look, it's a beautiful outlook here. This is good enough. Let's just get back in the car and go. But no, you remember that there's a beautiful sight, an experience of hearing the waves crash along the cliffs. And that vision, that desire is what brought us to look, backtrack, and find that trail. And it looked pretty different than it did before. Well, friend, what is something that you are longing for in this year? That desire is very important because God created things in your heart with your personality and your story that will draw you to new things, will draw you and motivate you to go the distance and to look for peace and joy. And so this is really want to ask you, you know, what is something that you are looking forward to? Because there's so many different stresses in life. And even now, I'm sure before you listen to this podcast, maybe your mind was circling some problem or decision, and that can get overwhelming. But God provides a way through because he places things in our heart that can help calm our emotions or something to look forward to that we can experience. And when we move towards those things, that's when we can find him and we can experience God's peace or joy. So I want to just ask you, what is something that's very simple and maybe appearing ordinary to others, but for you, it brings you so much joy? What would that be? And what is one way that you can experience God through those little things? Well, friend, you know, I am curious about what has held you back. I'm curious about that because, you know, there's something that is very vulnerable about joy. Joy is very vulnerable because it's easier to just hide your heart. Don't you think? Just focus on getting things done and being functional and taking care of other people and just stay in survival mode. But there's something in your heart God placed, and that's a desire for rest. That's a desire for joy, an unshakable joy this year. Well, imagine a fresh start, flourishing in wellness this year. God sees you're weary. What brings you joy is important to God. And maybe, like me, you've wondered whether you can find your spark of joy again. But then you talked yourself out of it by saying, maybe it's too hard. That's how I once felt. So I hid my heart. I told myself what brings me joy isn't important. But what I was really saying is, I'm not important. But I was wrong. God whispers, your joy has value. You are important to me. Don't hide your heart. God values your joy and your wellness. You can flourish in wellness with Jesus, friend, and we don't have to walk alone. You know, just like that path, it was actually turned out to be kind of fun as we all looked for that path that had overgrown with all the storms that had come through our area. And dear friend, I want to help you to flourish with joy that God meant for you. I want to share how I overcame overthinking, critical thoughts, and anxiety to find my spark of joy. And what I teach you will encourage and help you find joy. And this is the good news. I discovered a powerful path to healing and well-being using soul care. It combines scripture and science with a unique Bible study method to experience God's peace and joy in your heart and daily life. And you are enjoying that mentoring and those tips in this podcast. But I want to go deeper with you. I want to share my new course with you. And my new course, it's called Breathe Joy with Jesus. Creating happy wellness rhythms with God's promises. I want to help you cultivate living joy-filled rhythms by creating happy wellness rhythms. And I'll cover four different areas of emotional, physical, spiritual, and social wellness in your life. And as your soul care mentor, I will show you how to do this. We have over 160 women who signed up. And I don't want you to miss this. This is interactive. I'll guide you week by week. And in fact, this is very interesting to share with you. This is a study. Okay, there's a study that was published by a Yale professor who teaches the science of well-being. And you think, well, Bonnie, does it even make a difference? Can taking an online course, completing these soul care challenges really enhance one's sense of well-being? The answer, according to two studies, is a resounding yes. Okay, it was done by researchers at Johns Hopkins University and at Yale. They measured the psychological impact of individuals who took courses, online courses, for their students on well-being. And everybody that took the course had improved their wellness. Now, as people of faith, as women of faith, we have the most powerful source of wellness. We have Jesus himself. We have God's word. That's why the course is about creating these wellness rhythms with God's promises, because it's Jesus, his voice, and hearing his voice is what is going to light us up and help us find our joy. And in fact, even just hearing Jesus's voice is what gives us joy. It motivates us, because God's voice is always very loving. God's voice is not critical. God's voice always has grace. And we hear God's voice through each other. That's why he gave us each other, so we don't have to walk alone. So I want you to sign up for this soul care school that I created for you. We're starting this Wednesday. Don't miss it. You can see the schedule of topics you're going to learn to tackle stress and solutions. You can find all this at mysoulcareschool.com. Mysoulcareschool.com. Please go there, sign up. Don't miss this. It's incredible, the life changes and transformation that women have experienced, and I don't want you to miss out on this. Now, one of the soul care challenges I want to give you today out of this whole talk about joy and intentionality and how your brain will be able to rewire new experiences and boost your mood, I want to give you a simple challenge. And that challenge is to journal. Journaling across the board. I know you've read it, or maybe you've come across this, but I really want to encourage you to do it. Because when you write down your aha moments, when you journal even how you're feeling, even for 10 minutes, and it was part of my wellness journey, your whole mood, your brain is going to shift. Writing things down, especially things that stress you out, it moves those worries from a part of your brain where you're just thinking and ruminating, and it processes it so that it gets released, that stress. So I want you to challenge yourself to pick up a copy of this journal, whatever journal you have, and just start writing. Here is a prompt that I've given those who are soul care coaching with me. I say, looking back on last year, these are the things that drained me. Looking back on last year, here are the moments that I felt energized. As you look back and you see those footprints of what drained you and also what energized you, you can start to get inspired to create new rhythms around the things that give you more energy that will boost your mood. And writing it down, just writing it down and brainstorming, that itself will already start to lift those feelings of stress.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
This soul care tip is asking you to challenge yourself and think of something you can learn that's new. And this month, I want you to start to begin this month. Just find something that you want to learn new. And it can be anything at all. Because guess what? Learning is an adventure. And studies show neuroplasticity studies confirm that breaking unhealthy habits is possible when we embark on adventures to learn something new. I'm going to say that again, friends. Neuroplasticity studies confirm breaking unhealthy habits is possible when we embark on adventures to learn something new. So if you have a bad habit or an unhealthy habit or a habit, whether it's in your thought life or maybe something you're doing, you want to change it. Many times we're very self-critical. We think, why am I doing it? Stop doing it. You know, we're focusing on the thing we want to stop. But actually the way the brain works to rewire itself is to learn something new. That's how it gets rewritten over. So don't beat yourself up on those old habits you want to break. You want to learn something new and start practicing or doing or engaging or interacting or trying those new things. And the smaller steps they are, the simpler and easier, the more your brain will slowly, over time, begin to have new wiring, new patterns. That's that word again, right, from Romans 12 that I first started with. And so, friends, that's why I want to invite you to Soul Care School, because when you have encouragement, you're going to be able to do it easier, to try new things, learn new things, and that's how you're going to break old habits that you want to let go of. It's through positive. That's God. That's God's voice of loving grace. And that's how God created us. God created us to grow by simply focusing on the good things that you can learn and try. And it means we need to explore. And it's an adventure. And that's why our breath prayer today for this week's promise that I'd like you to focus on is Jeremiah. So friend, breathe in this breath prayer. You will seek me and find me. Inhale, exhale. When you search for me with all your heart, let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you that you are always guiding us forward to new trails, new paths. And sometimes we get lost, we don't recognize, and we need to backtrack. But the wonderful thing is you are with us every step of the way. You are kind and gentle, loving, and as long as you're walking with us, we know we're never truly lost because you love us. Lord Jesus, thank you for a fresh new year. I pray that God, you'll just encourage my sister who's listening, whatever you're putting on her heart, just calm her heart and renew her spark of joy with you. Just one small little thing at a time. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, friends, I cannot encourage you enough. Sign up for my Soul Care School at mysoulcareschool.com. You won't regret it. You're going to have a great time learning, activate, and release those happy hormones that God put into your nervous system to release whenever you learn something new, whenever you hear a word of encouragement. And that's me, your Soul Care mentor. You'll have other sisters, Soul Care sisters, to encourage you. You can share your aha moments. There'll be live coaching. There's going to be Bible studies. There's workshops. I just threw everything in the kitchen sink into the Soul Care School. So sign up at mysoulcareschool.com. And I will see you next time. Remember, you're loved. You're cherished. Just rest.
Breathe, the Stress Less podcast, is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
The content we feed our minds will eventually show up in our lives. If we feed our minds the lies and confusion of this world, our lives will begin to reflect worldliness. But if we feed our minds the truth of the gospel, our lives will start to reflect the heart and character of Jesus. I'm John Stonge, and each week I host the Dwell on These Things podcast, where we take a deep look at the Word of God and learn what it means to apply it to our lives. We don't skip difficult passages, and we don't gloss over the truth. If you're looking for a show that will put your mind in a better place and help you understand God's Word with more clarity, you can listen to the Dwell on These Things podcast at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.